I thought I was the perfect 2-year-old until I saw my aunt's video of me. I guess it wasn't so good after all.
I hope that helps you be patient with your little brother. We could all use a little grace. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm glad you're listening. And as always, I'm Zach. It's easy to think that your little brother or sister is trying to make you mad on purpose, but a lot of the time, they're just curious. They might get into your stuff and even break something, but don't assume that they want to be mean. Instead, follow 1 Corinthians 13:4. It says, "Love is patient, love is kind." Let's listen to our story for today. It's entitled, Terrible Twos. "No," cried Tinley as her little brother pushed a pile of magazines off the coffee table. She sighed and turned to her mother. "What's with Bridger today? He made a mess with his food at breakfast, drew all over my math homework, and tried to drown my stuffed animals in the bathtub." "Some people call his age the terrible twos," said Mom. "But I prefer to think of it as the curious twos. It's an age where children are learning about the world and want to get into everything." Tinley grinned as she rearranged the magazines. "It must be hard having such a naughty little boy after having a perfect child like me." Mom laughed. "You'll get a chance to see yourself at that age when Aunt Gina comes next week. She has a video she made the summer we went to her wedding, and you were only 2 years old then." "Oh, good," Tinley said. "I'll make sure Bridger watches it and sees how a 2-year-old is supposed to act." The next week, Tinley and her family gathered around her aunt's computer to see the video. "Oh, look," Tinley said as the screen showed the family seated around the table. "That's me in my high chair saying grace. How sweet." "Look again," said Aunt Gina. Tinley gasped. "I can't believe it. I'm pouring milk on the floor." More scenes passed. "Why is the dog hiding under the chair?" asked Tinley.
"You pulled his tail," replied Dad.
"Here you are dressed for the wedding," said Mom.
"You did look really cute." Tinley smiled at herself wearing a fancy white dress with blue bows. In the next scene, the white dress was covered with brown streaks.
"Just when we were about to leave for the church, you got outside and played in a mud puddle," Aunt Gina explained.
Tinley grinned as Bridger climbed up on her lap. "Hey, buddy, from now on, I'll be more patient with you. I can see I had a lot to learn when I was your age, too." Mom nodded thoughtfully.
"That's exactly how we should treat our brothers and sisters in Christ, too. We need to be patient with one another as we learn and grow in our relationship with Jesus. We all make mistakes, but Jesus forgives us and helps us learn to do better. We should be that way, too."
Well, how about you? Do you have little brothers or sisters? Are you often critical of them? Remember that they're younger than you and need time to learn and grow. So be patient with them. How about your brothers and sisters in Christ, other Christians? Trust God to help you be patient with them, too. He wants His children to love one another and help each other learn and grow. Our key verse is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
Love is patient, love is kind.
And our key thought for this Sunday, be loving and patient. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.